Passport to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife and the Sport Fish and Wildlife Restoration Program. Although turkey hunters will be on the lookout for Rio Grande turkeys this fall, the Texas turkey population is made up of more than this one species.
We actually have two other subspecies of turkey in the state. Over in the Piney Woods, East Texas region, we have eastern wild turkey, and out in the Davis Mountain areas, the Trans-Pecos area, we do have some pure strain Merriam's turkey.
The eastern turkey population had dwindled significantly since the 1980s, due in part to unregulated hunting. So for the past 12 years, using wild trap turkeys from other states, Texas Parks and Wildlife set out to restore the bird to its habitat.
That's been a real successful effort, and the populations there are starting to take off, but we don't offer a fall season yet.
In addition, DiMazzo says that until a joint research project with Sol Ross University and Alpine, nobody knew if a pure strain of the Merriam's turkey existed in Texas.
Back in the 1950s and early 1960s, there had been some transplant type projects out there where they tried to establish Merriam's turkeys, but we never knew if those transplants were successful or not.
So biologists continue to monitor populations to learn what they can about this least common species of Texas turkey. That's our show, made possible by the Sport Fish and Wildlife Restoration Program, working to increase fishing, hunting, shooting, and boating opportunities in Texas. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.